Okay, today's daf Kuf Aleph. We're in Kuf Amud Beis. We're up to Amar of Shmaya B'mimma Enes. Okay? We're trying to find a situation. The Mishnah said a few things. The Mishnah said if someone is a Suffolk, if he's born, if a Suffolk who his father is, and they're both Kahanim, right? So, forget they're both Kahanim. So, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that both of them will be onanes for him, and he'll be onane for both of them, right? And no tumah for them. The two fathers will not become metame for the son if he were to die, and likewise the son won't become metame for them. Fine. So then the Gemara said that there's a problem about yichus. We don't know who the father is. So the Gemara answers, if there's nus, then it's a problem. Here, it's not a problem of znus, just she didn't wait. It's not a very drabanan, but it's not znus. Now the Gemara had a side thing. V'chi gazer rabanan biznus b'nesuin lo gazer rabanan u'biznus mi gazer rabanan. Okay, and do we make that gzera? So, we're trying to figure out, so Shmuel, this is all a question on Shmuel, right?
Yes, that's the question.
The question was on Shmuel, because Shmuel said if you have 10 Kahanim that were together in a room and one of them went out and got a woman pregnant, but we don't know who. So he said, this child is a shtuki, right? Why? Because there doesn't have any yichus. So he said, what do you mean? What do you need yichus for? So Gemara answered, you only need yichus if there's a question of znos. If there's no znos, you don't need yichus. That's when you have a case where there was a woman and we're not sure who the father is. But you know for sure it's a Kohen, the boy can be the Kohen Gadol. I don't know who the father is. Yeah, because there's nos.
Right.
If there's nos, there's a problem. So we're trying to figure all that out. So now the Gemara says like this. Amar Shmaya b'mimma enes. The case is, we're talking about mimma enes. What's mimma enes? There was a katana that was a yesoma. She then left the marriage, married someone else, but didn't wait 3 months, had a son, and now we're not sure who the father is. So what do you see? There's a case of a suffix, but there's no znos. No znos.
Why does she have to be a katana?
Because it's the only way, that's the only way she could do miyam.
Oh,
right? So the 1 second, think about it, 1 second. Mima enes, mi kayolda? Can I mima enes? How can they have a child? Right? Vaktani, Rav Bibi, Kameder of Nachman, Shalosh Nashim, Mishamesh, Bamoch. There are three women that can use some kind of moch, which is some kind of birth control. Who are they? Katana Muveris and Minika. Katana Shematis Abir Vitamas. A Katana, maybe she'll become pregnant, in which case it'll be a Sakana. Muveris Shematase Ubra Sandal. Or someone who's pregnant, maybe she'll become pregnant again. And if she becomes pregnant the second time, biological has a little difficult to understand, but maybe she'll become pregnant the second time, and what'll happen? The second baby will harm the first baby. And number three, Menika, a nursing woman, Shematigmol Espina, maybe she will become pregnant. And by being, she'll be nursing, but then she'll become pregnant, and she'll become pregnant, and the baby will dry up the milk. And then her real baby, the baby who's alive, will die. V'yamas and die. V'ezehuhi katana, who's a katana? Bas, achas, asar, shrana, 11, v'yamechad, ad bas, shtey meser shrana, v'yamechad, from 11 to 12. Pachas mikan, oyasar akan, less than that, or more than that. Mishameshes kedarka v'olachas, diver of mayor. Either way, it's okay. You don't have to, right? And let her just, you know, Hashem will take care of it. Hashem takes care of it. Anyway, a katana can't get pregnant and live. That's the point here. So we can't say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of mimanas. Right? We're trying to find a situation. How could it be that a woman, how could it be that a boy, we're not sure who the father is, and yet there's no znos involved. How could that be? So Because we said there was a case of onane and tumah. So how could it be? We couldn't find the case. So the Gemara comes up, how about b'miyun? But b'miyun, it's impossible, because you can't get pregnant. You have to wonder, what was the havamiyun with this answer? So the Gemara answers, mishkachas la b'kiddushay tos. The answer is a kiddushay tos, which means Reuven marries Rachel. They get married. They're married for a long time. Then What happens is, it turns out that the Kedushin was Betos. So they were never married. Then, she doesn't wait 3 months, goes to Shimon. And they have a baby. Who's the father? Nosnos. Now remember, we have the Kedushin Tos. It says, Vihilo Nispatha, and she wasn't forced. Asura. Vihilo Nispatha, right? Right? She wasn't forced. Rather, it was Baratzon. If a woman has a relationship with someone else, Baratzon, then Asura, she can't go back to her husband. That's all. Someone has an affair, Baratzon, she can't go back to her husband. Hal Nidfatza, but if she was forced, if she was raped, then Muteris, she can't go back to her husband. V'yeshla Acheris, there's another case. Afal Pi Shlo Nidfatza, even though she wasn't forced, Muteris, she can go back to her husband. She's Mutter. V'ezezeh, who's that? Shekedushe, Kedushe Tos. There could be a Kedushe Tos. Shafilu Bena, Morkav Al Ksefa, even if there's a child on her shoulder. Meaning they have children. The Kedushin gets undone because there was a mistake. What kind of mistake? So Rashi says, Kedushay Toz Al Tanai. It was a Tanai. Now remember we learned, you can't make a Tanai on Nisuin. You could say, if it doesn't rain tomorrow, we're married. But you can't do that with Nisuin. So how can they have kids running around and make it to Kedushay Toz? How could that be? The Gemara said, so what's our case? Our case is, she was pregnant. It's a Kedushay Tos. She leaves. She doesn't wait 3 months. Marries someone else. And the baby's born. We don't know who the father is. No one did anything wrong. Except she didn't wait 3 months. But how could that be? Didn't we say you can't have a Kedushay Tos on a Nesuin? So the Rashi says, V'loniskayim, there was a Tanai that didn't happen. Therefore, Danafkamine below Gita. Right? Therefore, she leaves without a get. The Tanai never got fulfilled. The Nise is Pesach Gimel, and then she gets married within 3 months. She doesn't wait. Mishkachas La, Deroa Misas Shnehen, the Kohen Kashul Fikach Ein Metam La Kohen, V'Ola B'Mishmarto La'avod the Besnos. Fine. He's telling you all the details. Where does he say it? Yeah, I'm not sure where he says it. Wasn't Rashi who said it? Asked that question, right? Where was that? So he asked that question. Right? How is it possible, right? I don't remember the answer. Does that article say anything about that? How could they be mad? How could you have a tonight undo a suin? A tonight can undo a kedushin, right? If it snows tomorrow, then we're married. Then if it doesn't snow tomorrow, we're not married. So we'll wait one day. How could you have a tonight that gets undone after 5 years of marriage, right? Does the article say anything? No. What?
There's a rule that a mistaken betrothal is nullified retroactively.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's it.
Right, okay. Okay, next. Then we said, Hayishneim Kahanim. If they were both Kahanim, we're not going to be talking about that. Tanur Rabbanan. If they're both your fathers, right? So what we say in the Mishnah? You can't be Chayiv for hitting either one. Why not? Because it's Safek Asura. Don't hit that guy, maybe he's your father. Right? Don't curse that guy. Maybe he's your father. What kind of hasra is that? What if you hit them at the same time? What if you hit them at the same time? They're both still in the air. Better not hit either of those guys. One of them is your father. And you hit both. So here's the Gemara. Turn around. Hikazeh. You hit one. V'chazav hikazeh. Then you go hit the other one. Kilozeh. You curse one. V'chazav kilozeh. Then you go ahead and curse the other one. Kilo shneim v'vazachas. If you hit curse them both at the same time. Hika shneim bevazachas, or you hit them both at the same time. In all these cases, chayev, you're chayev. Why? Because the hasra was not going to be.
One of them is certainly his father.
What?
One of them is certainly his father.
Right, but the hasra is not suffik.
No.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bebas achas chayev. No. If it's at the same time, you're chayev. Bezachazeh putter. But if it's one after another, you're putter. Why? Because what are you saying? Don't hit him and then don't hit him. He maybe and he maybe. That's not Asura. V'ay v'tan yibud omer poter b'bas achas. You poter at the same time. Yeah, even that you poter. Because even that's a suffix. Don't hit one of these two people because one, that's also a suffix. Tre tanoi aliba de Yehuda. Two tanoi, it's a machlokas what Yehuda said. My time would demand the poter. Why you poter? Amr of Bichanina. I take it back. It's not because of a hasra. It's a different reason why it's a problem. Why? Nemar bracha lamata, v'nemar bracha lamaila. It says you're not allowed to curse Hashem, and it says you're not allowed to curse your father. Ma lamaila she'ain ba shutvis. Hashem doesn't have any partners. There's no one else. Av lamata she'ain lo shutvis. Also, here it can't be a situation where it could be one of two people.
Right.
Has to be the guy himself. Right, exactly. Even if it's Bavas Achas, you're still Potter. It's still a suffix. V'izke Shabbat HaKal LaKlala. We make a hekesh from her hitting to cursing, so they're both the same.
So it's outside the regular rules of Hasra.
Correct.
Particular.
Correct.
Hasra has to be specific.
No, but it's restriction by a doctor, by this one.
Correct. So in other words, let's say you have two pieces of meat, and one you know is treif, and one you know is kosher. You don't know which one. So you tell somebody, don't eat either one because you're going to be eating treif.
Right.
That might be okay.
Yeah.
That might be okay. Here it's not okay because the pasuk compares the parent to Hashem.
Yeah, but I think it's the same problem. You eat two hot dogs, you can't eat them both at the same time. You can eat one after another.
No. Why? There's only two. One's a suffet, one's kosher, one's not.
No rove.
50-50. So if I warn you, you better not eat it. They're going to come and give you malchus for eating treif. No, it's a suffet. I don't know. From this Gemara, it implies that would not be a suffix, right? That would not be a suffix because it's bevas achas.
Right.
You make one big sandwich out of it. It's bevas achas, right? Here, even though it's bevas achas, he's still potter. Next, v'chibiachad de'ena cholak lama ole. So, I'm sorry. Then we said osep va'ole b'mishmaru. We said this. Let's say they're both kahanim, right? They're both followers. They're both one of these. They're both kahanim. So, what do we say?
No, the distinction doesn't make sense.
Why not?
If it's two hot dogs, one of them is definitely treif.
Right.
So if he's saying if he gets a shura,
don't eat
one of each two is treif.
Right.
So if you eat this one, it may be kosher, but it may be treif. So why is it a bad shura?
What?
One of those two is definitely treif.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm saying it might be a good asura. It might be a good. It's a good asura.
Yeah, it's a good asura.
Yeah, but if you say one of those two is your father, don't eat either one. That's a bad asura. It's the same exact thing.
Yes.
Why is it different? Because by appearance it's compared to Hashem. And Hashem, there's no suffix, no shut, no... Maybe it's this. So do by your father. But by hot dogs, it might not be that. It might be a good asura.
Right.
I don't know all the rules. I don't want to say it's for sure good, because I don't know some quirk, I don't know, somewhere, about the hot dogs. But it seems to me it would be okay. Okay. Ola b'mishmaro. So what do we say? If you both men, the potential fathers, are kahanim, he can go to the Beis HaMikdash, because he's definitely a kohen.
Right.
But he can't partake of any of the karbanos or any of the matanos that are given out. So then, v'chimiyachad de'ena cholek, if he can't get anything, so lama ola, what's he going up there for?
Yeah.
Right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean lama ola? Ha'amar be'ina de'neved mitzvah. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah to be a kohen and participate. What's your question? So ela ola lo katani, ela ola bar karcho. No, it doesn't mean that he has the option. If he wants to go, he can go. If he wants to stay home and watch television, he can do that too. No! They force him to come. Right? Amar v'acha bar chanina, amar abaya, amar rav asi, amar v'yochan, mishun b'gam mishpacha, because they don't want any, well, let's say, he's living in one of these two houses, these two fathers, right?
Yeah.
And he can sit home all day and watch television. What's going on here? Why doesn't he go to the basement like everybody else? What's he doing home all day? There must be something wrong with that whole mishpacha. So to cast aspersion on the whole mishpacha, let him go to the basement mikdash. And echadam, he can't get anything. But the Gemara says, v'moishnayim, Mishmar. What if they both were in the same Mishmar? Then we said he couldn't because the Monoshach is entitled. Right? So the Gemara says, Maishna Shnei Mishmar is Dulo. What if it was two Mishmars? He wouldn't be entitled, right? Why not? The Azalahai Mishmar Umadchile. He'll go to this Mishmar, they'll tell him to get out. The Azalahai Mishmar Umadchile. They'll go to the other Mishmar, they'll tell him, prove you belong here, we'll give you. You can't prove it, get out. So Mishmar Echad Nami. Azalahai Beis Av Umadchile. Each Beis Av will push him out. So Gemara says it's the same base av. Amar Papa Hachikamar Emal Yishnei Mishmar Echad Ubayis Echad Ubeis Av Echad No Talchelig Echad. You're right. You're right. These two men, the same Mishmar and the same base av. So then he's for sure entitled to something.
So he gets one.
He gets one portion. All right. Hadron Allah, Nosan Al Anusa, Hadron Allah, Nosan Al Anusa, Hadron Allah, Nosan Al Ha Anusa. New parak.
There's more than one portion.
What? In other words, it gets one portion. We said that already. That it gets one portion.
Yeah.
Okay. Mitzvahs Chalita, the mitzvah of Chalita. Back to you, Thomas. It's a thing called Chalita, right? On Kuf Aleph, yeah. Mitzvah Chalita B'Shlosha. The mitzvah of Chalita is done by Shlosha Dayanim, three in front of three judges. Vafilu Shloshton Hedyotos. Even if they're regular people. Chalita B'Minal. If you do Chalita with a Minal, Chalita Tzok Shera. It's kosher. What's the issue? The Kamara's daf is so complicated. What's the issue with a shoe as opposed to a sandal? Banpilia, if you use, I think it's a sock. Chalitza subsula, that's possible. It's not a shoe. A sock is not a shoe.
She can't put a sock on it. Just put a shoe on it.
She's removing. She removes it. Right? The Gemara tomorrow is going to ask, maybe it means to put on. So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, no, it means to take off. The word chalut can mean both. It can mean put on and take off. B'sandal sheyesh lo ekev kosher. If the sandal has a heel, it's okay. She'ein lo ekev pasul. If it doesn't have a heel, that's not considered a shoe. It's nothing. That's pasul. Like some of these beach shoes that don't have a heel, that's nothing. It doesn't count. Have you ever seen a picture of a you did they have a picture in there?
It's like a boot.
We're going to need it more tomorrow. We're going to need that picture tomorrow. It looks like a boot. The reason it looks like a boot is because of tomorrow's daf with the laces.
Right.
Okay.
It has to be a dominant foot.
Correct. We're going to answer that tomorrow.
Min
arkuva ulamata chalitza kshera. That means if the person unfortunately doesn't have a foot, but he has a stump, but the stump is below the knee, then he can remove the shoe from the stump.
Right.
That's okay. Min arkuva lamaila chalitza sapsula. If he doesn't even have a knee, the amputation was above the knee, then that's not considered a chalitza, that's not considered, that's nothing.
And therefore what?
I don't know what the halach is. I don't know. Chalitza b'sandal she'ein shalow, if you use a sandal that doesn't belong to you, oh, sandal shall eight, or it's made out of wood, or b'shal small b'yamin, or the left instead of the right, chalitza sokshere, it's all good. Chalitza b'gadol she'hu yachol l'halach bo, if the shoe is too big, oh, katan shu chopes rov ragla, or it's too small, it covers the whole leg. Chalitza sok sheret, it's also good. All that is good. Okay? Now, umi'achar da'afilu shlosh ediotos dayanim lamali. So you can use three regular people. Why is it dayanim? It says in the Mishnah, shlosh dayanim. But then we said the three can be regular, three regular guys.
Right.
So three regular guys, what are they dying for? So, hakabash malan, diba'inan, bishlosha, Shiodim lahakros ke'ein dayanim. You're right. They don't have to know every detail of Hilchas Yibum, Hilchas Chalitza. They don't have to know that. But at least they have to know how to speak Hebrew. Because you're going to have to tell the woman, you say, okay, now you speak, now they'll tell the man, then you say this, then you say this, then you say that. You have to have someone for that. Okay? Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. By the way, look at Tosvos of the first Tosvos of the Perek. He says that aval shar dvarim ain't sarach shiyehe b'kiyim behen. You don't need b'kiyim in other things. V'chilo asim b'tuv yachlu l'shol b'kiyim. And if you're not sure what they're doing, so go ask somebody. Aval kriya im lo yadu l'hakros lo yuchlu l'shol b'kiyim im hikru yafa. You can't ask somebody, did he say it right in Hebrew? You can't ask somebody for that. So therefore you have to, but otherwise you don't have to have three, what's Tosos getting at? Tosfos is getting at the following. There are two types of bezdins in halacha. There's a bezdin that resolves a dispute. I say you lent me money. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. We're going to go to bezdin, and they're going to resolve the dispute.
Right.
That's one type of bezdin. There's another type of bezdin, like this, chalitza. They're not resolving a dispute. It's not a fight. Well, exactly. Just right. No. Not even a Taras Adarim. All you do is there has to be a bezin in the room.
Correct.
Why? Because in Jewish law you need a bezin as a stamp of approval, a get. It's not resolving anything. It's not resolving a dispute. He wants to get divorced. She wants to get divorced. The way to do it is to give a get. That's what you need a bezin for? Just because you need a bezin. Now, it could be, and Tosas alludes to that, it could be a shaila could come up.
Yeah, exactly.
What's with this get? But they're not resolving a dispute. Today, we think of Bezin only resolving disputes. That's what Bezin does most of the time, right? You don't need a Bezin to get married. You just need him. You don't need a Bezin, but forget you need a Bezin. Why? You just do. Not resolving a dispute, not fighting about anything. Just has to, the transfer of the get from a man to a woman has to be in front of a Bezin and Edom. Right? So Chalitza too. They're not resolving a dispute. The brother died. This is the way to get her free. Has to be in front of a Bezin.
So
why? No reason. Now, if a Shaila comes up, what does Tosfos say? So go ask somebody.
There is a reason. So if Shaliach
comes to the get. It has to be formalized by a Bezin.
So if a Shaliach comes to the get, go before to the woman, and they give her a get in front of Nechta, you need a Bezin still?
Yes. Who do you say before Nechta in front of? Who do you say it to? At the Shal Shiva's table? No, it's in front of a Bezdin. No, in front of a Bezdin. Yes. It's interesting. I'm just trying to get the point across. They're not resolving a dispute.
Because it's mocking something.
What?
That's how it works.
Right.
So
you need a Bezdin.
All the same thing.
So you need a Bezdin, even if it's not mattering. Yes. Even if it's not mattering anything. What about Kedushin? You would think.
But Kedushin's not mattering something.
What? What do you mean? You're mattering him to her.
She
would ask the whole world. By the way, it's not just Kana, we're going to see. What about Smicha Zekanim? You need a Bezin for that. What for? You're not mattering anything? Not doing anything? What?
You may have to.
It says it.
No, you don't.
It doesn't even say you need
competent
people.
It says, right. So that's a Tosa said. You hear what it said? That's what Tosa said. Now, a shaila came up. It could come up. Right. What's the story with this chalitza? What's with that shoe? It's such a complicated gemara. The answer is, to go ask somebody. That's it. Go ask somebody. Right? That's what Tosa said. Go ask somebody. Okay, so when it comes to saying Hebrew, I'm not exactly sure why, you can't ask somebody.
See, do you know or you don't?
So, Mitzvah Chalitza B'Shlosha, Mitzvah Chalitza has to have three, Shiyodin Lahakros Ke'ein Dayanim. You have to know how to read like Dayanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Chamisha, you have to have five Dayanim. My time is Anakama, the Tani says Zekanim Shnayim, Zekanim is two, Ve'ein Bezdin Shakol, Mosif Filim Orecha Rebekat Shlosha. You can't have an even Bezdin.
You could in this case.
In this case, why not? Why can't? Because the rule that Bezin can't be even applies even if they're not resolving a dispute. Rabbi Yehuda Ziknei, it could have said Ziknei, right? The pasuk says Ziknei. It does say Ziknei, by the way. It says Ziknei, and it also says Zikainim. Ziknei, Zikainim, Ziknei Shnayim, Zikainim Shnayim, Ein Bezin Shakol, Masif Alachad, Hrega Chamisha. Have five. V'tanakama, hi ziknei may of delay. What does it do with the word ziknei? Mi boyle le ribuye afilu shlosh ed yotos. They can even be ed yotos. They don't have to be mumchin. They don't have to be experts. Verbi Yehuda had yotos minole. How do you know had yotos? Nafkale mi le'ene. The amar mar le'ene is prat lisumen. You can't have a blind person be a judge. That you can't have. Right? Now, if I have le'ene to be mamayit as a blind person, obviously, hadyotos are good enough. Why? If you hold Sanhedrin is what is required, meaning mumchin, experts, then lamli ude sumin. Why do I have to say, oh, by the way, I'm excluding a blind person? A blind person anyway is excluded. Why? Because it can't be a balmum. Right, the Bedani Rabbi Yosef Nafka, son of Rabbi Yosef, Kishem Shebezdin Munakim Betzedek, Kach Bezdin Munakim Mikal Mum. Just like they have to be honest and upright people, they also can't have a mum. Now, can they have? What kind of mum is that? As a famous story, where Moshe Feinstein, he didn't want to get dentures because he felt that he would be about mum. He'd be possible for Sanhedrin when Mashiach came.
It was a pacemaker.
I heard it was dentures. That's already about mum. He didn't want to get it. Because he didn't want to be considered a balmum. He wanted to be not to be. He wasn't a balkaifa. At least it could be a chance. At least he could be in the running. You know. Anyway, Shinemar, what?
Be possible for Sanhedrin for case with the
pacemaker. Yeah. Okay. Shinemar kolach yafa rayasi umum ein bach. Right. That means that my beloved is so pretty doesn't have a mum. The pasuk can shir. What does that have to do with the dayanim? Anyway, Vedach Hahu le'enei mayavid le. So, what does he learn with the words enei? How does he? What does he do with those words? Hahu look at the Rava who does it. Amar Rava, Shrichi Dainei Lemechse Roka the Kanafek Mipume Diavama. He has to see the spit leave the mouth of the woman. The Chiv, like it says, Leene has a cane in Viarka. Veidach Nami Mibayle look at the Rava. How does he know that din? So Gemara says Enachanami. You're right. Ella, we reject everything we just said. Ella had yotos menale. How do you know had yotos are good enough? Nafka mi bi Yisrael. It says over there in the pasuk mi bi. It says Yisrael, which means Yisrael called who? Any Yisrael. Ve'edach ha Yisrael me avid le. So what does the other one do with the word Yisrael? Mi ba'ale l'kidatani Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda. Bi Yisrael be bezdin shal Yisrael v'lo bezdin shal geirim. That you can't have a bezdin of geirim. The bezdin has to be full fledged Yisraelim. Ve'edach. And what does, how does the other one know that din? Well, Yisrael Achrin Ektiv. This is the second time it says the word Yisrael in the parasha of Yibam. Ve'edach, what does the other one do with that second Yisrael? Mibayel Kiritanya, Amir Yehuda, Pamachas, one time, Hayyinu Yoshin with the neighbor of Tarfon, we were in front of Tarfon, Uba Yivama Lachlot, and a woman came in to get Yibam, to get Chalita, Vama Lanu, E Anu Kulchem Chalut Hanal. You should all answer Chalut Hanal. In other words, when it says Yisrael, it means that the audience at a chalitza, which is what's done today, the audience should participate. Ve'edach, how does the other one know that? Mi v'nikra nafka. From v'nikra. Okay. Elameyata, one second. If that's true now, so v'karu ishnayim, v'dibru ishnayim, that's an extra two and an extra two. So hachanami l'Rabbi Yehuda harei kantisha l'Rabbanan harei kanshiva. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need nine now, and according to the Chacham, you need 7 days on him. No, has hahu miboy leila kinetanya. No, it's a different vart. Karu lo that they should call out velo shluchim and not shliachs. Can't do chalitza with a shliach. V'dibru elav malame and v'dibru elav. What does it mean v'dibru elav? We speak to them. That means malamed shamasin lo etza haugenes lo. We give them good advice. She'im haya hu yeled v'hi zikna. Right, he's 13 years old, and she's 80 years old, and she never had children, and now her husband died. Now the brother is 20 years old, and they're 60 years apart or something. Who, or the other way around. Who's zaken v'hi yelda? Right, he's 60-year-old man, and she's 15. Right? Omrim lo, malach etzel yelda, malach etzel zikna. Well, we're going to encourage a yibim here? Klach etzel shekamoscha, because you stick to your own age. What are you doing to this girl? What are you doing to this guy? I'll take this katata l'soch pesecha. Don't bring this katata. Problems, someone says.
Quarrels.
Not quarrels. Worse than that.
Problems.
What?
I'm reading.
The Shulchan Aruch says, you marry someone like this, it's going to lead to znus. Because the one partner is not going to be satisfied. It's not a marriage like that. You can't have a marriage like that. So therefore, that's what it means for dibru. It doesn't mean that you have extra dayanim. It means you have to sit down. Okay, how old are you? How old is she? What's the story here? All right, if you're the same age, then you can have yibum. It's before they said no yibum, right? But if it's a crazy age gap, they would not recommend it.
They announce something when he does chalitza, like you're shirking your responsibility, that you're not continuing the name of your father. But here we say it's not recommended that they go forward. So why are they making him seem like a bad guy?
Well, the Torah didn't give any distinctions. Yeah.
Right, but we know that he's not being, nowadays he can't marry you anyway if he's married, right?
Right.
The truth is, an old man with a young girl can still make it. How would you know?
Amar Rav Nachman.
Say whatever you want. What's the
problem? Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha, the halacha is Chalitza B'Shlosha. The Chalitza is with 3 Dayanim. Ha'il V'sasim Lantana Kavasei. We have a Stam Mishnah that says it's 3. Where's that Stam Mishnah? The first Mishnah of Masechta Sanhedrin. Right. I'm sorry. Our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? Chalitza is with 3. Stam Mishnah, like our Mishnah, 3. Amalei Rav Lev Nachman, Ihachi Mian Nami. Mian should also be with 3. Ditnan. Hamian v'hachalitza b'shlosha. That's in Sanhedrin. So why isn't it with 3? Because the chitayim hachanai, maybe it is. I v'atanya me and beishami omer and bezdin mumchin who is hill omer bezdin shal bebezdin v'shalav bebezdin. For me, you don't even need a bezdin; you can just have three people, right? But elu ve'elu modem shatarach shlosha. Everyone agrees you need three. Ve'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Machshirim b'shnayim. You can have two. Va'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Mimuni, Amar Rabbi Nachman halacha ka'osa zug. We paskin like that. So what's going on? So the Gemara.
How can the bezdin be b'shnayim?
Because again, there's no dispute. So we said before, what? So we said before, but everyone's a low plug. So I guess the whole thing is not a low plug. Anyway, Hassam over there by Mion is Chad Stama. There's one Stam Mishnah like that. Where? In Sanhedrin. Hacha, but over here by Chalitza, Haris Trey Stami. There's two. What's two? Here and there. So therefore, it's more. The Stam is more authoritative. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hassam Nami Trey Stami Ninu. But I mean, there's also two. The Tnan, it says, this is earlier in the Mesechta, Mi'ena ochali shitz ocha o shechalta lefanov, yisiena b'nei shehu bevestin. That we said like this. Let's say a guy comes to, a woman comes to a man, let's say a woman comes to a man to be mata her neder. She comes to the Rav. So the Rav can mata the neder, but then he can't marry her. Right? Why? Because we were afraid. The only reason he matched the neder was to marry her.
Right.
She made a neder. I'm not going to be with my. I'm married to this guy. Can you undo that neder? Yeah, I'll undo that. Right? I'll marry you then. It's not allowed to. What about a mir and a chalitza? Can the dayan and the mir and the chalitza then go ahead and marry her? Says the Gemara. Yes. Why? Because he's part of a bezdin. He's only one of three. So what do you see? Right? What do you see? What do you see? That there's a stam mishnah. That Mion and Chalitza, but the question here is Mion, have a bezin of three. So the Gemara says, Ela Hassam, you're fine. Mion Tarte Stami, by Mion you have two Stam, but now Hacham Betlasa Stami. Now by Sanhedrin, by Chalitza you have three Stam. What are the three Stam? Ours, Sanhedrin, and the case about the guy being Matan the Neta. Or participating in a Chalitza. That's also good. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Michti, Hastama Vahastama. 1 second. When did we ever see such a game like this? And well, how many stam mishnas do you? Mali chad, mali trey, stam, mali tlasa. What's the difference? If it's one, two, or three? If we hold like a stam. El amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, hol v'sasam b'makom machlokas. No. There's a machlokas about certain ones, but by me and it's stam. Why? The tnan smichas zekanim. What's smichas zekanim? What does that mean? And no, that's the next one. The Egla Arufa. That's a different thing. And Egla Arufa. Egla Arufa is, again, you're not mattering anything.
Isn't Smicha Zekanim a Sota?
What? No. Smicha Zekanim not a Sota either. Right? Smicha Zekanim is when the whole Klal Yisrael makes a mistake. And they're doing a parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. That has to be done in front of three people. Why? Just because. Egla Arufa. What's Egla Arufa? We're going to kill the calf. Why? Because someone died. We don't know who died. We don't know what city. Right? It's a kapara for the city. Who's there? Three judges. Right? Bishlosha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Chamisha. Now he says there are five. Fine. Good. But however, that's the same Mishnah. It's an edge. Right? In the Mishnah, it's broken up. In the Gemara, it's one big Mishnah. The whole parak over there. Chalitza v'amiyan bishlosha. The Chalitza and Mian are three. V'lo kapala Rabbi Yehuda. And Abuna didn't argue. He argues on Egla Rufa. We didn't say a word about the Chalitza and the Mian. Shma Mina, Hadar Bei Rabbi Yehuda, Shma Mina. What he said here, the Chalitza is five, he took it back. It's only three. It's not, but there's no machlokas. Okay? Amar Rava, Tzvicha Dainei Lemikva Duchta. They have to have a set place where you had to do the chalitza. Dichsev, like it says, Va'olzi Vam Hashaira El of the Kanim. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, of De Uvda, Bechamisha. They did five. They had five judges for chalitza. Keman, Kerb Yehuda, Veha, Hadar Bey. We took it back. No! Lepresume Milsa. They just did it to publicize the event. What are you publicizing the event for? So every get should be publicized.
Sure.
Right? But it's not.
To the
but it's not. So Rashi says something staggering. Rashi says, L'persumi milsa, D'chalutzahi V'lo l'nintzavo l'koed. She can't marry a Kohen, by the way, because she's a chalutza. Grusha's deraisa. This is only the Rabbanon. So having a big production For a Darabanan? Inami, inami, or the lesu inchi, the likfitsu Allah. That we should, people should want to marry her. She's available now. Every garush is like that. Right?
Why is Rabbanan in Darabanan? What's Darabanan?
That the Kohen can marry a Chalitza on the Darabanan.
We lump it together,
but it's a different case. A Kohen can marry a Gerusha's Daraisa. So you don't find such a thing. We're going to be far same a get. Why? So the Kohen should know not to marry her. They want to tell me that the Rabbanans need a Chizuk and the Daraisa don't need a Chizuk.
You got a big crowd. They call.
I know. He's supposed to. He's supposed to because of this Gemara. This is the Gemara that you're supposed to make a big crowd, a big production. What? The question is why?
Yeah, exactly.
So Rashi says it's very difficult, Rashi. Right? So you should know that the Kohanim should marry her. Very difficult.
Actually, do you remember we had one when Rosner it was here, they had a whole big thing in YU, they had one.
Yeah.
And then make a whole thing. And I went over to him and asked, I don't remember his answer.
Right. It's the rabbi. There was one in the UK last year.
You know,
yeah.
You get, you have a get. Here there's no documents. Maybe you need some people to bolster the. There's nothing. There's no paper.
I hear. Could be interesting. Could be. Ravashi, Ikla Leve Rav Kahana, Amalei. Salak bar lagavan lemule bechamisha. Go get 5 people. We have to organize a chalitza. Go get 5 people. Amar of Kahana have a kabina kamei de Yehuda. I was by Yehuda. Amali toss sak lezriza dekani le atzirufe bechamisha. Go get the chairs. Right, like basically, it's 5 chairs. We're gonna have a chalitza. Amalei lamali chamisha. We need 5 4. Amalahu kihekad de lefaris and milsa. So we should publicize it. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda have a kamei de Yehuda. He was over there. Amalei sakta lezirza dekani lezterufe bechamisha lepsume milsa. Go get 5 reeds. It means 5 chairs. So we're going to convene a bezdin because we're going to make a chalitza. Amalei tanina b'Yisrael. Oh, amal. Where am I? Amalei tanina b'Yisrael bebezdin Yisrael flow bezdin shalgirim vana gerana. I'm a ger. I'm not allowed to be part of that bezdin. The bezdin can only be with Yisraelim. Why? Is that true? Amar Rav Yehuda kigon Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda mi fikna mona mi pume. Like, go get him that he's so great, that he's so trustworthy, that if he said that someone owes money, we'll take the money away from somebody based on his say so. So Gemara says mi fikna sakadaitach. What kind of hadin is that? Vah api eishnaim edim amarachmana. No, you need 2 ways to take money away from somebody. You can't do what he said. He's a very honest man. You can't do that. You need to aid them. So I'm not sure what the answer is. Ella Marana Shtara Pume. Right. We wouldn't take the money away from somebody based on his testimony. He's not to aid him. He's only one person. He could be the most honest man in the world. Like Abraham Lincoln, right? He's the honest guy in the world. Doesn't make a difference. He still need to aid him. So what does it mean? Ella Marana Shtara Pume. We would, what does that mean? We will downgrade a star based on his testimony. In other words, if the man says, I paid back that debt. I paid back the $100 I owed him. And then he would come along and say, yes, it's true, then we'd believe that.
It's equivalent to a
business. Right. We're not taking money away from somebody based on 1-8. It's not what we're doing. We're bolstering what someone is already saying. That's different. Okay? Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.